entry into my editor for me. Eat worms and die, Wilson, she said gaily. He stuck his tongue out at her and vanished behind the bulk of the angry police officer. Will you two keep it down? One of the nearby policemen muttered. Honest to God, you reporters are the biggest pests. Just for that, I'll misspell your name, Gabby promised. He grinned at her and moved away. You're crazy, Fred said fervently. He was new to the newspaper scene, having preferred photography to journalism. Although he could write good cut lines and even do good interviews, he didn't have the wherewithal for this kind of assignment, though. Gabby usually had the political beat. She and Harrington were only here because the police reporter was out sick, and any news reporter could be commandeered to cover police news in an emergency. Out of the corner of her eye, she spotted movement. There was a uniformed man with a rifle running into a building across the street from the abandoned department store building. Something's happening, Gabby said. Look sharp. You might want to get a little closer to Chief Jones and see if he can fill you in on what the SWAT team's going to do. Fred glared at her. Why don't you do it? I can take photos. Deal. She handed him the camera and started toward Chief Jones. Then, just as he started shooting, she turned around and removed the lens cap. It works better that way, she said, before edging her way along the police car line. Hi, Teddy, she whispered, easing up beside the tall, distinguished police chief. What's up?
Utility stocks, or so I hear, he mused.
Damn it, Teddy, stop that, she muttered. It's been a long day, and I've got an engagement party to go to when I get through here.
You're getting engaged, Gabby? He asked. A miracle.
He looked up at the rainy sky. Not me, she said through her teeth. Mary, down in composing. She and I went through journalism school together.
I might have known.
He frowned as his eyes shifted to the roof of the building across the street, where the faint glimmer of metal gave away a marksman. Good for you, Gabby whispered, glancing up with eyes that were such a dark olive shade of green that they looked brown. The robber will take out that hostage if you don't do something drastic.
We don't like this sort of thing, you know that.
He sighed.
But he's killed one man already, and there's a pregnant lady in there, and he's gone wild. We can't negotiate him out of a damn thing. There's no power or telephone or heat to cut off and trade him things for, and he won't talk to us. He shook his head. This is a hell of a job sometimes, kid.
You're telling me. 3 years of work on the Phoenix Advertiser had given her an education in police tactics. She stood crouched beside Chief Jones, waiting for the inevitable shot that would drop the gunman. It was like waiting for death, because a headshot was all the sharpshooter was likely to get, if that much. For one long moment, she contemplated the futility of crime and its terrible cost to the perpetrators, the public, and the police. And then the shot came. It echoed through the darkness with a horrible finality. If death had a sound, that was it. And Gabby cringed inwardly.
It's a hit, the sharpshooter called down. I got him. Okay, move in, Chief Jones told his men solemnly.
Can I come? Gabby asked quietly. He looked down at her with mingled irritation and respect.
Sure, you can come, he said. You'll have nightmares.
I've always had nightmares, she said matter-of-factly. She went back to get Fred. Let's get some pics and wrap this up so we can make the morning edition, she told him.
Pics of what? He asked.
Of the gunman, she said patiently.
You want me to take pictures of a dead body?
She took the camera from him with exaggerated patience and followed Chief Jones into the building. Gabby's heart went out to the small pregnant woman, who was white-faced, sobbing, and clearly almost in shock as she was escorted gently from the building. The gunman lay on the floor. Someone had taken off his shabby jacket and put it over his head. He looked fragile, somehow, lying there like that. Gabby took a quick shot of him without really seeing him. She didn't photograph.